Colleen Walker, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It is a great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Now, you've had a pretty unusual career path, starting there with engineering. You were Miss Colorado, as I understand, in 1991.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Many, many moons ago.
You got your MBA at Harvard. You were a buyer at Neiman Marcus. And you've been running the Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas for 7 years. I wonder, the first time you went to the Perot, did you ever think you'd be running the joint?
You know, I didn't. And in fact, it was before I went to the museum. I was at the construction site. We took a big group of Girl Scouts, middle school girls and high school girls, to do the tour.
Right.
And I wanted to see it at its core and in its evolution. It really wasn't until I got the phone call a couple of months ago to really wrap my brain around what could this mean for me in terms of my leadership journey.
I understand you majored in architectural engineering in college. And I wonder, as a student of architecture, when you set foot on that construction site for the first time at the Perot and you saw that building going up, what you thought?
Oh, I mean, all my DNA just lit up, if you will. Absolutely. It is not only an architectural wonder, but it is an engineering masterpiece in and of itself. The piece de resistance, you know, was the escalator. It's the signature piece to the museum in terms of how people experience it. If you go around museums around the world, most people spend their time on the first or second floor. And so how would you get people to the top and let them work their way down and explore?
Mm-hmm.
It was the escalator. And I think it has doubled or tripled the time that most people spend in museums.
I want to talk a little bit more about the push for STEM in schools. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. You founded a nonprofit focused on this, and you really steered the Girl Scouts in that direction. So how do you take a kid who maybe has shied away from math or shied away from science and ignite a passion?
I think the way that you ignite passion is through exposure. You have to take the problems out of the book and put them in the real world. Mm-hmm. And so it's making the connection between what they're learning to what they can do. And that's the hardest part. So you really have to ask the child, what are you interested in? So they'll know to a certain extent, but they have narrow parameters because it's what they know. It's what they're exposed to. So you have to broaden those horizons in a really profound way. And then you have to make explicit connections because you can excite kids, but then if they don't know what to do with that excitement, then I don't think you've pushed the envelope as far as it can go.
You know, it's interesting. I talked to Nicole Small, who's your predecessor at the Perot, last fall, right after she announced that she was moving on. And I asked her a question that I'm going to ask you the same version of. When the doors get locked at night and the crowds are gone, what are you most looking forward to playing with in the museum?
Maybe if I would be allowed to bring my two kids and a sleeping bag and we unzip it and we fold it out and we look at the stars from a place in the museum that we've never been able to see them before. That would be pretty cool.
It would have been really cool this week for the the blood moon.
Speaking of that, I heard that one gentleman proposed to the love of his life and she accepted.
At the Perot?
At the Perot on the plaza.
So a blood moon engagement courtesy of the Perot.
Courtesy of the Perot.
Colleen Walker, thanks so much for taking the time and good luck with the new job.
Thank you so much.